Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and today we're talking about something that can make or break your business, and that is the tools that you use to stay organized and productive, okay? Let's be honest, running a business can feel overwhelming at times, but the right tools can simplify your workflow, save you time, and even help you reduce stress. And in this episode, I'm sharing my favorite tools that help me and my clients stay organized, from communication platforms to accounting software and scheduling apps. And if you're feeling like your business processes could use a little TLC, stick around. I'll tell you more about how my marketing audit service can help you identify processes and gaps and help you get your business running more smoothly. Okay, so let's dive in. Now, let's talk about why the right tools matter. Before we even dive into the specifics of tools, let's talk about why they matter. The tools you use are not just about convenience. They're about efficiency, clarity, and scaling your business. When you have systems in place, you can spend less time on the day-to-day grind and more time on focusing on growing your brand. I've worked with so many business owners who feel overwhelmed because they're trying to do everything manually. They're juggling multiple apps, spreadsheets, or even sticky notes. But when you implement the right tools, it's like flipping a switch. Suddenly, you're saving hours every week and freeing up mental space to think bigger. Now, let's dive into my favorite tools that I recommend for simplifying your business this year. The first thing is Slack for communication. If you're working with a team or even just a virtual assistant, Slack is a game changer. It's an all-in-one communication platform that keeps conversations organized. No more endless email threads or searching through text to find important information. You can create channels for specific topics, projects, or clients, making it easy to stay on top of everything. I love creating client channels for my clients. We talk through there. Everything is just seamless. The second thing is QuickBooks for accounting. Let's talk money. QuickBooks is my go-to for managing finances, whether you're tracking expenses, sending invoices, or preparing for tax season. It is an essential tool for any business owner. Plus, it integrates with your bank accounts to give you real-time insights into your cash flow. Trust me, you'll thank yourself when tax season rolls around. We have everything organized, okay? Scheduling apps like Calendly. I love that. Okay. If you're tired of the back and forth emails trying to schedule meetings, Calendly is a great solution. There's many other scheduling tools out there too. Stan has a scheduling tool as well. These apps let clients and collaborators book time on your calendar based on your availability. It's automated, professional, and such a time saver. I even use it for booking one-on-one power hours with my clients. Trello or ClickUp for project management, for staying organized with tasks and projects. Yes, I love ClickUp. I'm a ClickUp girl. I've been using them since the beginning, okay? They're visual, user-friendly, and they help me track my progress, set deadlines, and collaborate with my team. I love ClickUp to help manage everything from content creation, client deliverables. It is just a lifesaver. Now, trusty old Canva for content creation. If you are creating social media graphics, flyers, or presentation, you already know Canva is your best friend. It's a beginner-friendly but powerful enough tool to create professional designs. Plus, they offer a ton of templates to get you started quickly. Whether you're a solopreneur or working with a team, Canva is a must-have for content creation. Number six is Google Workspace for collaboration. Yes, Google Workspace, think Gmail, Google Drive, Google Docs. It is the backbone of my business, okay? It's perfect for collaborating with documents, storing files in the cloud, and keeping everything accessible no matter where you are. If you are not using Google Workspace yet, I think you're missing out. I've been using it since the beginning, okay? The absolute beginning. Now, let's talk about how these tools tie into your marketing strategy. Now that you've considered my top tools, let's talk about how they fit into your overall marketing strategy. One of the biggest lessons I learned is that tools are only as effective as the systems and processes you put behind them. That's where my marketing audit service comes in. During an audit, I help identify gaps in your processes, recommend tools to streamline your workflow, and create a roadmap to make your business more efficient. Whether you're struggling with content planning, lead generation, or client communication, I can help you build a system that works for you. For example, I recently worked with a client who was spending hours each week manually scheduling social media posts. By introducing them to a scheduling app and setting up a content calendar, they cut that time in half. Those are the kinds of transformations that we aim for with our marketing audits. Simplifying your business, my friend, does not have to be complicated. By implementing tools like Slack, QuickBooks, and Canva, you can save time, reduce stress, and focus on what really matters, and that's growing your business. And if you're ready to take things to the next level, let's talk. Book a marketing audit with me to uncover process gaps and get a tailored recommendation for your business. It's time to work smarter and not harder, my friend. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Social Media Decoded. If you found these tips helpful, share this episode with a friend, leave a review, and subscribe for more actionable advice. Until next time, let's simplify and succeed in this new year, my friend. I will talk to you all in the next one. Peace.